Message number 249. God the Father asks His children to unite in prayer. Tuesday, November 15, 2011 at 11:00. I come today, my daughter, to gather my precious children and all those who believe in me together to pray in union to save all souls on earth. It is my desire that you prove your infinite love for the Blessed Trinity by showing humility and love for one another so that sin can be forgiven for the whole of mankind. I am the God of justice, but am first and foremost the God of love and mercy. My fatherly divine love for you is reflected in my merciful goodness. As such, it is my intention to salvage all souls at this the end of times as you know it on earth. Do not fear, children. My intention is not to frighten but to embrace you in all my encompassing love for every child of mine. I call on all my children, especially those souls so full of love for me their Creator, to join with your brothers and sisters and rise against the evil in the world. Satan and every demon in hell now roam the earth in defiance of me during these the end of times, children. They are scattered throughout the world persecuting souls and driving them to the brink of madness. The evil influence is being felt by almost every one of you at this time. It is because my existence and that of my beloved Son have been denied, rejected, and thrown to one side that darkness now covers your world. Without acknowledging the truth of your creation on this earth, you, my beloved children, have become unwittingly a target for Satan. You will notice a number of changes in your life since this infestation has gripped your world. Murder, hatred, distaste for proclaiming my glory or acknowledging my existence, war, persecution, greed, control, and moral deterioration. All such wickedness has been created in your world by Satan and spread by sinners so open to his false empty promises. He, Satan, tempts first those power-hungry sinners and those weak of faith. Having seduced them, he then possesses them. They in turn infect and cause terrible pain by inflicting abuse on their fellow brothers and sisters. You, my beloved faithful, are now being called by me to stand up and defend my holy word so that mankind can be saved. You will do this in two ways. Firstly, through constant prayer, and secondly, by spreading my most holy word. Prayer will not only help save mankind from hell and the complete abandonment by me, but it will also mitigate against my hand of chastisement. This hand of chastisement will, and be in no doubt about this, fall on those wicked sinners who have allowed the spirit of darkness to control their behavior towards those innocent dependents over which they exert control. I, God the Father, call on my children from the heavens to hear my plea when I urge you to rise immediately. Join in prayer by reciting the following. God the Most High, in the name of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, whom you sacrificed to save us, your poor children, from the fires of hell, hear our prayer. May we offer our humble sacrifices and accept trials and tribulations as a means to gain the salvation of all souls during the warning. We plead with you to forgive sinners who find it hard to turn back and accept your merciful goodness to make the necessary sacrifices as you see fit to redeem them in your holy eyes. By praying to me, your Heavenly Father, God the Most High, Creator of the universe and mankind, I will hear your prayer and grant immunity for all those souls you pray for. Thank you, my cherished children, for recognizing this my divine call from the heavens. Thank you for your humility of heart to recognize my voice when it is spoken. Remember, I am an ocean of charity and love you all with a fatherly tenderness. I strive only to save each and every one of you from the grip of the evil one so that we can unite as one holy family. God the Eternal Father.